It is 9:23 on Classical Mornings. I'm your host, Jean Stillwell. Discover the stars of tomorrow at Toronto's very own mini opera festival. Now, since 1986, Summer Opera Lyric Theatre has been nurturing emerging opera talent with its one-of-a-kind summer intensive. Under the direction of Guillermo Silvamarin, the program combines rigorous musical study with immersive character development. This year's performances, Monteverdi's Coronation of Poppea, Mozart's Così fan tutte, and Offenbach's La Vie Parisienne, promise fresh voices and dramatic flair. Guillermo joins us now to share the vision behind his beloved summer tradition. Good morning, Guillermo.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Okay.
Good, good. Thank you for joining us this morning.
I just feel like, you know, it's Ponce, Puerto Rico all over. I'm so hot.
Oh, yes, indeed. Now, Guillermo, for those unfamiliar with Summer Opera Lyric Theater, give us a sense of the program and what makes it such a special part of Toronto's cultural summer.
You know, we are celebrating 40 years of this. I'm aging myself a bit.
It's all right.
Anyways, the whole thing started as a project to facilitate issues of the stage drama, interpretation of roles, preparing roles, and so forth. So important for young singers, and even some that are established as well. I thought that something like that during the summer months when things slow down and there isn't as much work, a possibility of doing these workshops were exciting propositions and needed.
Yes.
So we put that together, and it has grown tremendously. We have 38 singers, artists that are emerging, some of them new generation, of course, looking for some experience doing roles, preparing roles, establishing new music, and perhaps even doing some networking and other things that are so needed for young singers.
Yeah, fabulous. Now,
of
those 38 singers, what was the audition process like, and what were you looking for?
Well, nowadays we do a lot of online, to facilitate, we start with a first series of auditions that are online. So we have a great kind of a design where you load your resume, you load your photos, you present us with information about your teachers and voice qualities, and then they link to at least three arias.
Okay.
You know, and so that we start from there, and then obviously that facilitates for young singers that are as far away as Halifax or on the other side, Vancouver.
Yeah, it's an excellent idea.
Yeah, and so it saves them money.
Yes.
And we know money is a bit of a problem these days.
Oh,
and
sure,
if you don't have a sponsor, doing it online is good.
Yes.
We all understand that certain things about online auditioning is a bit problematic because it doesn't showcase the voice entirely, and some recordings are not high fidelity, you know?
Sure.
So when there is a concern about the audition itself, I myself get on the phone, we chat with the artist and see whether there is any basis for their application and what they're looking for in terms of objectives.
Uh-huh.
So we have Coronation of Poppea, as you mentioned. We have Così fan tutte, of course, one of the most favorite operas by Mozart. And then La Vie Parisienne is an operetta that everybody loves, and by Offenbach. And it lends itself to great potential and great possibilities for these young singers to grab a role, because you can only participate in the workshop if you're assigned a role.
Yes,
you don't come to audition classes and so forth. We offer them master classes by experts in the field and help them with learning the role, but we don't teach voice.
No, and I think that's great, because what, you know, I mean, the teacher, that's an ongoing thing, an involvement, and it's very difficult to change necessarily in that moment. Technically, that needs work, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I'm a great fan of Konstantin Stanislavski and his 40 years of research of how it is to present and excel on stage in a character.
Uh-huh.
And we base our teachings on that, but of course we try to assist in musical issues.
Mm-hmm.
Musicality is very important, and of course vocal talent is in a list of by Richard Miller, a great pedagogue of the vocal arts. He puts 7 pillars of performance excellence, and musicality comes first, and talent, believe it or not, comes 6 in the list, down the list.
Okay.
You have talent. Without talent, you can't get anywhere.
Sure.
But without musicality to start with, it's a real problem.
Absolutely.
And so, we address those issues.
Uh-huh. Excellent.
Yes, well,
so what do you hope the young singers will take away from these particular works in terms of character development, vocal style, and ensemble work?
Tools, tools, tools. Maureen Forrester used to say, the secret of my success is that I would come on time, I came prepared, and I was nice.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
We stress those two things. Of course, this is basic knowledge, but we stress ethics. We stress the preparation of roles ahead of time. If you sign a contract, you better come prepared.
Yes.
And issues of time, knowing what the schedule is all about.
Mm.
It's not necessarily, if the call is at 7 o'clock and you arrive at 7 o'clock, you're already late.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
And this. I mean, you've had a fantastic career, Jean.
Well,
you have been fantastic, and it has always been great to work with you and to see you work.
Well, that's nice. that's nice. But Bill, one of the things that I really like, there are many things that I like about this program and reading it and researching it, et cetera, et cetera. But you also have some guest lecturers. And I noticed that Henry Ingram is going to talk. And I imagine that Henry's talking about the business.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yes, that's it. We try to cover everything. So, yes, being represented by an agent is perhaps one of the goals of all singers, because, of course, there's issues of business that singers want to sing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to sort of have to deal with the business of the career and having an agent. So, he came. Kathy Dominick came. He was very, very successful with the class. Most of these 38 singers came and attended. So we have issues of preparing interpretation of the role, dealing with diction, and all 3 operas that we're presenting, 12 performances of them, all of them are in English.
Yes.
There'll be no surtitles.
It makes absolute sense, especially in a working environment, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I think that's fantastic. And I see 3 debut music directors.
Yes, exactly, yeah. It's all-inclusive in terms of what we want to do for Summer Opera Lyric Theater is to advance all kinds of aspects of a career. We have Mirira, Sabina, and Joel. They are all graduates from the University of Toronto's accompanying program. Collaborative pianists, I believe that's what they call themselves.
Sure.
And, they get to become music directors.
Yes.
Almost like in the position of conducting, although we don't have an orchestra, we we accompany with a piano, and these three, fabulous, they all turn out to be fantastic, very interested in opera,
wonderful.
Very interested in the drama of opera, yeah, not just music and music preparation and vocal responsibilities, of course, but the issue of interpreting is very important. They excelled in doing those things for us.
Fantastic. Well, Guillermo, I want to thank you so much for talking with me today. It's very exciting, and you're absolutely right. It is one a wonderful vehicle for young singers and singers starting out on their careers to have an opportunity to work like this on opera, especially in the summertime when there is that availability.
Yes, exactly, yes. And we've been around 40 years.
You have been. Oh, my goodness gracious. Thank you. Thank you,
Guillermo. All right. Well, thank you very much for having
it.
Me. And that's wonderful. Thanks. CFMX.
Okay, you're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. We've been speaking with General Director Guillermo Silva Moran about Summer Opera Lyric Theatre's productions of Monteverdi's Coronation of Poppea, Mozart's Così fan tutte, and Offenbach's La Vie Parisienne. My suggestion would be to go to their website. Or if you want to buy tickets, you can go to ticketmaster.ca or call 416-366-7723. So go to summeroperalyrictheatre.ca for more information.